Winter wheat conditions across the region are looking promising, with the most recent crop report pegging good to excellent ratings at 72% in South Dakota, 64% in Nebraska, and 76% in Wyoming. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson states the crop came out of the winter in good shape.
Hearing really very few reports of anything that is needing to be replanted. It seems to have gone well. In fact, I've actually heard some reports of some individuals that had planted winter wheat as a cover crop and now are seriously considering just letting it go to maturation and taking it as grain.
Crop conditions are not as strong for winter wheat in the central and southern plains, where dry conditions and a late freeze have damaged the crop, leading some to consider its termination. As for spring wheat, planting is going strong across South Dakota. Christofferson reports a renewed interest in spring wheat is being driven by a drop in corn prices, and many seed dealers say they're sold out of spring wheat seed.
Certainly well ahead of what it was last year. Some producers reporting that they finished this year before the date that they started last year. And so that's good news. It's getting in there. It's getting into the ground. It's got some moisture. As you move to the western part of the state, some producers are saying they actually would like to see some rain. It's getting a little dry for them. Saw probably more spring wheat in south central South Dakota than what might be normal. And then, of course, as you move to the northeast, it's still a little bit slow on the seeding there, as some producers are still waiting for the frost to disappear.
As of last week, 36% of South Dakota's spring wheat had been planted, behind the 51% average, but well ahead of the 6% seeded at the same time in 2019. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.